Welcome to The Word for Today, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor Chuck Smith, founder of the Calvary Chapel Movement. This radio program is a verse-by-verse study through the entire Bible. And on today's edition of The Word for Today, Pastor Chuck continues with the restitution of Israel to God, as we pick up in Hosea chapter 2, verse 19. And now with today's message, here's Pastor Chuck.
I will betroth thee unto me forever. God is going to just restore forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies. And I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. This is a prophecy that is yet to be fulfilled, still in the future, when this glorious work of God is wrought upon the people of Israel and upon that nation. And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear, saith the Lord, I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. And the earth shall hear the corn and the wine and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel. And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which were not my people, thou art my people, and they shall say, thou art my God. And so the restoration. And this, of course, you remember as Peter was speaking in the book of Acts, he said, as the scripture in all places speaks of the restitution of all things, this is that restitution that Peter was speaking about, not a universal restitution of all men, but the restitution of the nation of Israel to God and the restitution of this relationship where they say, you are my God, and God says, you are my people, and God betroths them again in faithfulness, in love, and in mercy, and all. This undying love that God has for these people. God's incurably in love with them. And this glorious time when they are restored and they acknowledge God, he acknowledges them. Then said the Lord unto me, Hosea is speaking here, go yet love a woman who is, go yet love a woman beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress, according to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love flagons of wine. In other words, God is saying, now go take your wife again. Love her again. Though she has become a prostitute and has left you, go and take her, love her again. So I bought her to me for 15 pieces of silver. Now, the normal price of a slave was 30 pieces of silver. So this 15 pieces of silver indicates how completely destitute she had become. Probably sick, anemic, and all through her wasted life. Lost her beauty, lost her desirability. He was able to purchase her for half the price of a slave, 15 pieces of silver. And for a homer of barley, or about 86 gallons of barley, and a half homer of barley, animal food, barley. And I said unto her, you shall abide with me for many days. You shall not play the harlot, and you shall not be for another man. So will I also be for thee. And so in the restoration, you're just to abide for many days. You're not to be for another man, and I will keep myself for you. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, without a prince, without a sacrifice, without an image, without an ephod. without the teraphim. And afterward shall the children of Israel return and seek the Lord their God and David their king or their Messiah, and shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days. Now, it is true, Israel has gone many days without a king and without sacrifices, without the priesthood, for those ephods and teraphims and all are a part of the priestly garments. And they have gone without these things for many days, many years. And yet, God is going to restore these things to them as Jesus Christ comes again, sits upon the throne of David, orders it and establishes it in righteousness and in judgment forever. So it is interesting how that Hosea commanded the Lord to go and now purchase his wife. Sort of reminiscent of the story of the gingerbread man, where the little girl baked this gingerbread man. And as she was taking it out of the oven, admiring how handsome he was, she began to put on the raisins and all for his face and buttons and these things. And finally, when she was all through, he jumped out of the pan and began to run away. And she began to chase him. And he cried, "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm a gingerbread man." And he was right. She couldn't catch him. And she went home sad and crying, for her gingerbread man had run away. But the next day, as she was walking down the street, looking in the store windows as she passed the bakery shop, there, looking and smiling at her through the window, was her gingerbread man lying on a tray. So she went into the proprietor and she said, "I want my gingerbread man. He's there in the window." And he said, "He will cost you 10 cents. She said, "Oh, no, no, you don't understand. He's mine. That's my gingerbread man. I made him." The proprietor said, "He costs 10 cents. So the little girl went home and she got her bank and she shook out the coins until she got her 10 pennies. And she ran back to the bakery shop and put her pennies on the counter. And she said, "Now I want my gingerbread man." And the man took the gingerbread man out of the window and handed it to the little girl. And she began to clasp him close to her as she walked home, and she said, "Now you are really mine. First of all, I made you, and now I bought you." What a picture. God with Israel, "Now you're really mine. I made you. Now I purchased you." Story of redemption, as the Lord clasps you close to himself. Jesus says, "Now you're really mine. I made you. You're mine by the divine right of creation, but now I've purchased you. You ran away, but now I've purchased you. I've redeemed you." And so the wife, now redeemed, abiding for a period of time after the redemption, Jesus came and redeemed Israel. But even after the redemption, you're going to abide a period of time without a king, without a sacrifice, without the priesthood. And so the nation Israel has been abiding. Now, turning ahead to chapter 6, and this is next week's lesson, so we're going to just take a look here. The declaration of Israel in the last days. "Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he has torn and he will heal us. He has smitten, but he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Peter tells us that a day is as a thousand years with the Lord, and a thousand years is as a day. Here they speak for 2 days. After 2 days, he will revive us. It is very interesting and very significant that Israel remained without the sacrifice, without the priesthood, for almost 2,000 years now. But after 2 days, he will revive us. And in the third day, he will raise us up and we will live in his sight. That third thousand-year period being the great millennium, when the blessings of God are restored upon the nation Israel and they live in his sight. So that is quite a remarkable prophecy of Hosea. Ties in with chapter 3 in a sense, that they shall abide for many days without these things after the redemption price is paid. But then they will be restored. Afterward shall the children of Israel return and seek the Lord their God and the Messiah, David their king. And they shall fear the Lord and his goodness in those latter days. Now we enter into the second part of the book of Hosea, where he declares, "Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land." God's controversy is this: there is no truth, there's no mercy, there's no knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. God's indictment against Israel, God's controversy with them. As we look at these indications that created the controversy, and we think of our present situation, no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. But by swearing and lying, killing, stealing, committing adultery, the land is polluted, blood touching blood. Therefore, the Lord said, shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwells therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven, yea, the fish of the sea, and ye also shall be taken away. Have you been reading lately how that there are so many various species that are becoming extinct? This is what this particular prophecy would seem to indicate. The extinction of various species, they'll be taken away. Yet let no man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. Therefore thou shalt fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. For my people, the Lord said, are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I think that one of the tragic things about even the church today is the lack of the teaching of the Word of God, which brings a resultant lack of the knowledge of God in the hearts of people. People really do not know the Lord. And the reason why is that it is hard to find a church that really teaches the Word of God. I wish you could read my mail for a week. I wish someone did. But it breaks your heart, the letters that I receive from people who have been transferred from this area or have moved to other areas of the country and have searched and searched for a church where they could just be fed the Word of God. Could get some kind of an environment where there wasn't a lot of hype and all, but just the teaching of the Word of God in simplicity, in purity. And they write back and they tell of the dearth in the land for the teaching of the word. And I have so many letters. Would you mind praying about starting a Calvary Chapel here? And we've got a stack of letters from people all over that would like to have us start a Calvary Chapel in their community where they could again just go and simply hear the teaching of the Word of God. My people, God said, are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you. That you shall be no priest to me, seeing that you have forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. You see, the whole problem with Israel began with the priesthood and with the prophets. The corrupted priesthood, not teaching the people, not being responsible to teach the people the law of God. They themselves didn't know the law of God. You've forgotten the law of God. How can you teach the people if you've forgotten it yourself? And as they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be like people, like priest. And so it is. The people have become like the priest. And thus I will punish them for their ways and reward them their doings. For they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and yet not increase, because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. Whoredom, wine, new wine, take away the heart. These things take away your heart from God. The Lord declares, my people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declares unto them. They're no longer seeking counsel of God. They're seeking counsel from these little wooden idols that they were making. For the spirit of whoredoms hath caused them to err, and they have gone a whoring from under their God. They sacrifice upon the tops of mountains. They burn incense upon the hills and under the oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. The superstitions that they develop, oh, the shadow of this elm is good, you know, for your divinations and all. Therefore, your daughters shall commit whoredom. Your spouses shall commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery. For themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore, the people that doth not understand shall fall. Though thou, Israel, play the harlot, yet let not Judah offend, and come not ye unto Gilgal, neither go up to Beth-Aven, nor swear the Lord liveth. Gilgal used to be the center of worship. It became the place of pagan worship. Bethel, the house of God, became known as Beth-Aven. For Israel is sliding back as a backsliding heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Ephraim is joined to her idols. Let him alone. How tragic it is when God says of a people, just let them alone. Ephraim, the northern kingdom, joined herself to her idols. Just let her alone. Don't warn her anymore. Don't speak to her anymore. Don't pray for her anymore. God said to Jeremiah, don't pray anymore for their good. If you do, I'm not going to listen to you. God has warned, my spirit will not always strive with man. There is a line. You can go beyond those limits of God's grace. Let him alone. Ephraim joined to her idols. Just let him alone. Their drink is sour. They have committed whoredom continually. Her rulers with shame do love. Give ye. The wind hath bound her up in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. And so, God's indictment against Israel. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord says, ye children of Israel. This is God's indictment against them.
We'll return with more of our verse-by-verse Bible study in the book of Hosea in our next broadcast, as Pastor Chuck continues to teach through the Bible. And we do hope you'll make plans to join us. But right now, if you'd like to order a copy of today's message, simply order Hosea 2 through 4 when visiting thewordfortoday.org. And while you're there, be sure to browse the many additional biblical resources by Pastor Chuck. You can also subscribe to the Word for Today podcast or sign up for our email subscription. Once again, that's thewordfortoday.org. For those of you wishing to call, our toll-free number is 1-800-272-WORD, and our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, that's 1-800-272-9673. If you prefer to write, our mailing address is The Word for Today, P.O. Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California, 92628. And now, on behalf of The Word for Today, we'd like to thank all of you who share in supporting this ministry with your prayers and financial support. And be sure to join us again next time as Pastor Chuck continues his verse-by-verse study through the Bible. That's right here on the next edition of The Word for Today. And now, once again, here's Pastor Chuck.
Father, teach us thy ways. Our hearts thirst after thee, O Lord, that we might walk before thee in truth. Father, help us that we might learn from history and from the evil of Israel in forsaking thee, in allowing other interests, other loves to exceed their love for you. O God, keep our hearts pure that we might serve thee and worship thee and follow thee. Help us, Lord, to remember that it is you who has blessed us with the corn and with the oil, with the abundance. And may we then use that which you have given to us, not to defile thee, but to glorify thee. May we glorify you with our substance, with our lives. O God, we pray that you'll help us to be drawn into an ever closer fellowship with thee as your Spirit works within our hearts. In Jesus' name, and for his sake.
This program has been sponsored by Calvary Chapel of Costa Mesa, California.
Have you ever thought about this simple phrase, God loves you? This just might be the most important truth you could ever grasp, that God has called you into a loving relationship with himself. Unfortunately, many of us have been brought up to think that we need to earn God's love. In Chuck Smith's book, Why Grace Changes Everything, Pastor Chuck imparts years of wisdom from his own experiences, how he thought he had to work hard and deny his own desires for God to love him. But when he unlocked the secret to God's grace, this changed everything. Come alongside Pastor Chuck to discover an astonishing truth about your relationship with Jesus Christ, that it's not based upon your works, but based upon God's love for you. It's true. Grace changes everything. To find out more and to read a preview, visit thewordfortoday.org and click on the link to download Why Grace Changes Everything by Chuck Smith. Or if you would like to order this book in print, call The Word for Today at 800-272-9673.